live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage were due to headline at Cambridge Folk Festival last night. I caught up with them both yesterday to see what they've been up to instead. But first, let's hear their single, Hidden Things.
It's early. Doesn't shake you. Trees kiss the sky. And just beyond my side, movement of something old, something lost, something cold. This is what nobody dreams.
Hello, Ben and Hannah. It's great to speak to you. Now, we've just heard your single, Hidden Things. Is this the first single you've released from your forthcoming album?
Hi, Alex. It's lovely to be chatting to you
Alex.
On this lovely sunny day. Yes, indeed it is. Hidden Things is the first of a sprinkling of singles that we have coming out in the lead up to our forthcoming release.
And what's your forthcoming release called?
We can't possibly tell you.
That's exciting.
It's at present, it's untitled, and of course, with all this great fun that we've been having going on, or not great fun, should I say? Its release date is currently still in the can. So will be. It's made. We have it. But all the fun of it is yet to be revealed. That's why it's called Hidden Things, right?
Oh, very nice.
I mean, you did well there, Alex. You know, you ply us with a few cups of tea and a glass of wine, and then you slip the question in. What's it called? And, we're switched on today.
So. Yeah, I was about to say that's the problem. I can't be in the same room as you, otherwise I would be doing that. Obviously.
Yeah, definitely. You could have done it another day.
So, where has the ideas come for this album then?
So that's a good question. I think more than our first two records, I think we did a lot more of the writing and arranging for this in the studio. That the recording periods for this record were really sandwiched up against kind of two quite big tours, or one just back from the US run last summer, and then the second window was on the back of a big UK run. And and whilst you try and do stuff while you're away to try and get ready and stuff, it's they're less fully formed ideas, which we were all right with rolling with, really. So we did a lot of kind of building things up while the tape was rolling, kind of thing, which is new for us in this band, and it's been really exciting because
it's you don't know what's going to come out.
Just occasionally you end up running away with something, and then you wake up in the morning and you realise that you maybe got too excited there. But
that's the best way, I'm sure. So yeah. the last two albums, you've been together for 4 years now, haven't you? As a duo.
God, it feels like a lifetime. Yes, as a duo, we have been working together for about 4 years.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
And you've got two albums out, which I think is quite impressive in that time. But
Thank
they were both produced in Toronto. So where was this one produced?
This one's in the... we've been in the UK the whole lot. So, we've recorded most of it in Suffolk. It's been lovely.
Nice and
it's been,
local.
Yeah. So does that make a difference to you? Do you feel, I know that some people go away special places to record or write and record because they feel that that's gives them a certain vibe. Do you think that this has made a difference to your music because you've done your early stuff you recorded in Canada and now you're recording here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it was a brilliant learning curve for us to go away and work with a kind of world-class producer and make two records in that very intensive environment. I think we were then ready to do something quite different. We were ready to do something that felt a little more organic. As Ben was saying, the process led itself to something more organic. We, you know, for a variety of reasons, we wanted to be closer to home. And this is going to be an album of a lot of love songs. It's been part of our shtick, if you like, to create a live show that's very intimate and that feels very very sort of wholesome and warm. We wanted to give some of that, and so it just seemed more natural to be recording and laying down these songs in our own land, if you like. You know, it seems folk songs are of all sorts, you know, kind of come from the ground, and we wanted a bit of that.
So you were supposed to be headlining Thursday night at the Folk Festival. Now, we won't be too sad and dwell on that too much, but have you played at the Folk Festival before?
Yes, we played. Ben's played the Folk Festival like a gazillion times in various bands. I have played as Hannah Sanders solo in the Club 10 before, and we've done a couple of stage two slots. Have been brilliant. And I've really, really many, many moons ago when I was singing with my family, back in the olden days, I sang there. But you know, in the time before electricity and the internet.
Oh yes.
I sung there. but we were really stoked to go back and to go back as a duo and kind of. I think actually we did do a slot, Ben. Am I right? We did a slot as part of the Black Fen Folk Club stage a couple of years ago. We did a really short duo slot as a because we wanted the fun of being there and the crack of being like such a brilliant festival.
Yeah. I probably saw you many moons ago when you said that. So I've been going to the Folk Festival for must be plus 20 years. So I'm sure I must have seen you back in the olden days, in those days, as a wee child. So just recap on for people that don't realise that. So Ben, you're in the Willows, which is obviously a very...
I am indeed, yeah.
Cambridge folk band as well. And so were you playing with those at the Folk Festival?
Not this year, no. I mean, we've played for many, many, many different years and had some amazing times, yeah, for sure.
And I was talking to you about that. I went to see the Willows at the Junction quite a few years ago now.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah, you supported the Willows, and then Ben came on as a guesting with you for that.
That's right. That's how
it would have been when I was making your record, I guess.
That's right. So that would have been when Charms Against Sorrow was in production. But I mean, as it came, I wasn't actually naturally a lone wolf performer. It takes a real special kind of confidence and ego and thick skinness that I just don't have. So I ended up just asking Ben, please come be in the limelight with me. So he came on the road with me and did lots of those gigs, like the one that you saw. And we ended up making a lot of, you know, writing a lot of duets and having great fun. We really enjoy the road and we really enjoy the road together. And so that's kind of how it fell out, really.
How
the band was born.
You do a bit of both, like, you know, you do your own stuff and then come together.
No,
you just.
I very rarely do a lot of Hannah Sanders solo, just because this kind of feeds me in that way. I mean, we've got another record, a Hannah Sanders record, on the go, and Ben's continued to work and record with the Willows, so we don't do as much of that. I don't do as much of that. Ben still does loads of Willows. We do have a Christmas band as well. We have a Yuletide band called Winter Union, which is super fun, which is like the Willows plus Gilmore Roberts plus Hannah and Ben. So we've got opportunities to do other things.
But, and what have you been doing during lockdown then? Because like this, the Folk Festival has gone. Did you have any other ideas that you were going to be doing during this period?
Yeah, well, certainly in the beginning of the period, we were quite lucky in that we were due to have a recording window, actually for a slightly different record to the one we've been discussing. But that remained. We were able to adapt how most of that was happening, and most of the musicians were due to be on remote links from different parts of the world anyway. Mm. And so it carried on, and we made that record. So that was great. Obviously, we were gutted that our spring tour couldn't happen,
and at our summer festivals.
Yeah, exactly. So, so things have had to change a bit there. And we've ended up adding another recording window in, and we'll come out of it with one more record than we expected to. So I guess every cloud.
Yeah.
But we can't wait to get back out there. I'm not going to lie at all. Yeah,
and have you got any plans for future gigs yet, or is it still too early to say?
Our autumn tour is still on the slate, and we just wait to get told what gets decided, I guess. And certainly the Winter Union tour it still remains in the diary at the moment. So I probably know as much as all your listeners.
What we have been able to do is we have got a couple of shows coming up where that are Zoom shows, obviously, but that are kind of special one-offs. We were thinking about what we could offer people that they wouldn't get if they came to an actual show, you know. So we've decided that we're going to host a couple of gigs online with other duos, people that we love and whose music we love, but we never get to share an actual stage with another duo, really, because no promoter wants to do that. So we're very excited. On Friday, the 14th of August, we're going to be, we have an online gig with Finlay Napier and Gillian Frame, who are two fantastic Scottish singer-songwriters and traditional singers and musicians. So we'll get to do that. We had a bit of song, a bit of chat, a bit of interview, a bit of questions from the floor. So, you know, like everybody, we've just tried to find a way through that feels good, that feels right to us.
So where do people get in touch, or how do people get in contact if they want to look at that Zoom?
Everything's on our website. The tickets are on our website, so www.hannahbenmusic.com.
And that's all your music on there as well as all your gigs.
All our music everything. And
yeah, you can find our Spotify links and all that.
Everything. Yeah. So we are going to finish with the traditional song, I believe, Deep Blue Lovely. Sea. Is there anything you'd like to say about that before we head towards out?
It's been a festival favourite of ours. We've finished up a load of our shows the last couple of years at festivals with it, and people always seem to want to sing along at the end and copy all the lines. And so we'll imagine that everyone's there singing, and we'll do it again sometime.
That's brilliant. So thank you very much, both of you, for chatting to me, and I look forward to seeing you both at the Cambridge Folk Festival, hopefully next year.
Cool. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much, Alex. Take care.
Cambridge 105 Radio.